Finally today, here's a song you know, but pay close attention to the words.
Is string theory right? Is it just fantasy? Caught in the landscape, out of touch with reality.
It's Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, but as you can hear, the lyrics aren't the same. These words, they're about string theory. The lyricist is physics grad student Timothy Blay at McGill University in Montreal. And Tim, I was never really good with physics and math, and I love your song, but I still don't understand string theory. So help me out here. What is string theory?
Well, basically, string theory is this idea that beneath this reality that we know of that has particles or fields as the fundamental aspects of nature, there's an even smaller level, which is that all of the different particles are made of a string, a loop of string that's vibrating in space. And just like you would have a guitar, the same string can play different notes. These different notes for the loops of string become the different particles in the universe.
Wow, I think I might actually understand it. Mamma mia, sea of particles, as you say, right?
Yes, particles, vibrations become particles, right?
So if this 8-minute-plus video doesn't clear up string theory for adults like me, why do it?
I mostly did it because I thought of it and then it couldn't not exist, which sounds kind of strange, but this is sort of the way I operate with creative ideas, is I think of something that I love and then I just sort of have this compulsion to finish it. So the video is really made for me. It's not particularly made for the world, although I love that the world loves it. And I love when I make something that I love and see that other people love it as well.
And the world does love it? What kind of reception have you gotten?
Well, it appears that about 880,000 people love it at this point, or at least have seen it. I don't know. I haven't gotten that many negative comments.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm fairly impressed.
And the production, I've got to say, is killer. You went all out. Split screens of you, they multiply as the choruses build up. Even an Einstein sock puppet. How long did this take you?
Well, I wrote the lyrics last summer. I just started scribbling down the first couple lines. Is string theory right? Is it just fantasy? And I just kept going. I didn't get any work done that day.
I can imagine.
I was in my office trying to do string theory, but instead I was writing about string theory to Queen.
Yeah, when the muse hits you, you got to take it for a ride.
Yeah.
And your own performance background? Because you can sing, dude.
Thanks. I started singing when I was about 3, actually, in my mother's junior choir at church. And I've been singing in bands and music groups ever since.
You know, whether we get string theory or not, Tim, I want to hear some more of the song. So we'll say goodbye to you. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Tim Blay, grad student in physics at McGill University in Montreal. Let's hear some more of his version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
What's their use? What's their use? Do they give us quark plasma? Can we build their minds? What fraction of the strength is strength?
Nambu-goto! Nambu-goto! How to quantize? I don't know.
I'm just a world sheet. Please minimize me.
Here's just a world sheet from a string theory. From the drives by a vital symmetry.
Catchy little number, and you gotta see Tim's video for it. It's at theworld.org. And once you see it, I'm sure you'll be able to explain string theory to anyone who asks. Our own catchy tune, The World's Theme Music, was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Such a sound of particles.
So take